following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to the Gospel Lens podcast with DJ Faith. I'm so excited to have you guys here with me while I dive into scripture and explore how God's truth shapes our lives. Hi, and welcome back to the Gospel Lens podcast. I'm so excited for today's topic because it's one that everyone deals with at some point in life, waiting. And not just any kind of waiting, waiting on God's timing. Whether it's for answers, a big dream, or a sense of purpose, waiting can feel like a season of silence. But what if waiting actually has a purpose? Here's what we'll cover today. First, we'll break down what it means to wait on God and why it's often challenging. We'll explore stories from the Bible like Abraham and Sarah, David, and even Joseph, who all waited on God's promises and learned valuable lessons. We'll also talk about why waiting is hard and how it tests our faith. Then we'll dive into some practical tips on how to wait well, making sure this time isn't wasted. Finally, we'll discuss why God's timing is always perfect, even if it doesn't make sense to us in the moment. By the end, I hope you'll see waiting on God as more than just a delay. It's an opportunity to grow, strengthen your faith, and prepare for what's next. Let's start by really understanding what waiting on God means. Waiting on God is more than just sitting around hoping something will change. It's about trusting that God has a plan and being willing to follow His lead, even when we can't see where it's going. Think about it like being on a road trip with a friend who's driving. You don't always know the exact route, but you trust that they'll get you to the destination. You might feel impatient, especially if there's traffic or detours, but ultimately, you're not in control of the timing or the route. Your friend is. That's similar to waiting on God. We don't see the full route, but we can trust that God does. In Isaiah 40:31, we read, "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." This verse shows us that waiting isn't a waste. In fact, it's a time when we can renew our strength and grow closer to God. One of the earliest stories of waiting in the Bible is Abraham and Sarah's. God promised Abraham that he would be the father of many nations, but years went by with no children. Instead of waiting, they grew impatient and decided to take things into their own hands. Sarah suggested that Abraham have a child with Hagar, her servant. Although this decision brought them a son, Ishmael, it also created conflict and struggle. Eventually, God did fulfill his promise, and Sarah had a son, Isaac, in God's perfect timing. This story shows us something important. God's timing and methods may not look like ours, but they always have a purpose. Sometimes when we try to help God by speeding things up, we complicate his plans and miss out on what he's actually doing. Think about this. Are there areas in your life where you're trying to rush God's timing? What would it look like if you surrendered that control and trusted that God has a purpose in the wait? Now, let's dive into why waiting can feel so frustrating. We live in a world that's all about instant results. Whether it's ordering food, watching a show, or getting an answer from Google, we're used to getting what we want quickly. But God's timing doesn't work like that. Instead, it often feels slow and uncertain. One of the main reasons waiting is hard is because it exposes our desire for control. When we can't control the outcome or the timing, we feel uncomfortable. For example, imagine applying to a dream college. You've put in all the hard work, written essays, and sent in applications, and now you have to wait. Every day, you check your email or mailbox, hoping for a response. It can feel like your whole future is on hold and you're completely out of control. Waiting also brings up doubts. When we're waiting on something big, it's easy to wonder, is this really going to happen? Did I hear God correctly? These doubts can be scary, but they're normal. It's okay to feel uncertain. It's a chance to bring those feelings to God and ask Him for peace and clarity. One of the most dramatic stories of waiting in the Bible is Joseph's. Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers, wrongfully imprisoned, and then left in prison for years. During this time, he could have easily given up on the dreams God had given him, but instead, he stayed faithful. Eventually, Joseph rose to power in Egypt, and his power allowed him to save his family from famine. Looking back, Joseph saw that every hardship he faced had a purpose. In Genesis 50:20, he told his brothers, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." Joseph's story reminds us that even when our circumstances seem bleak, God can turn them into something good. Every delay and detour has a purpose. Think about an area in your life where you feel frustrated by waiting. How might God be using this time to prepare you for something greater? So, what can we actually learn in a season of waiting? Waiting isn't wasted time if we're willing to see it as a season of growth. Let's look at three lessons waiting can teach us: patience, trust, and obedience. Patience is a virtue, but it's also hard to come by. It's something we develop over time and through experience. Galatians 5:22-23 tells us that patience is a fruit of the Spirit. When we wait, we're given opportunities to develop this fruit in our lives. Patience is not just enduring. It's about finding peace in the process, knowing that God is at work even if we can't see it. Waiting on God is ultimately about trust. Proverbs 3:4 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." When we're waiting, we may not understand what God is doing, but that's okay. Trust is about choosing to believe that God knows best, even when things seem unclear or confusing. While waiting, God may call us to be faithful in the little things. In Luke 16:10, Jesus said, "Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much." When we're obedient in the small things, we're preparing for bigger responsibilities that God has for us. Another biblical example is David's journey to becoming king. David was anointed king as a young shepherd, but he didn't take the throne until years later. During that time, he faced many challenges. He served King Saul, played music to soothe Saul, and even ran for his life when Saul tried to kill him. David could have tried to seize power, but instead, he trusted God's timing. When he finally becomes king, he was ready because he had grown in character and obedience through his trials. Think about this. What small things might God be calling you to be faithful in right now? How could being faithful now prepare you for bigger things ahead? Since we all have to wait at some point, let's talk about some practical tips for making the most of this season. As we continue our discussion about waiting on God's timing, it's essential to recognize the vital role that community plays in our journeys. When we're navigating a season of waiting, whether it's for a relationship, a job, or direction in life, it's easy to feel isolated or like we're alone in our struggles. However, being part of a supportive community can profoundly impact our experience. Here are four ways you can wait well. Pray constantly. Prayer is one of the best ways to stay connected to God while we wait. Instead of just asking for what we want, prayer is a way to share our thoughts, fears, and hopes with God. Thessalonians 5:17 says, "Pray without ceasing." You can be honest with God. Tell him if you're feeling frustrated, anxious, or doubtful. He cares about every detail of your life. Number two, practice gratitude. When we're waiting, it's easy to focus on what we don't have, but gratitude shifts our perspective to see the good things we already have. Keeping a gratitude journal can help. Each day, write down three things you're grateful for. The simple practice can change your mindset, and waiting can feel less stressful. Number three, serve others. Serving others takes our focus off our own problems and helps us grow in compassion. When we're waiting, we often have more time than we realize, and we can use it to bless others. Jesus came to serve, and by following his example, we can make a positive impact on those around us, even when we're waiting. Number four, embrace learning opportunities. Use the waiting time to learn something new. This could be as simple as picking up a new skill, exploring a hobby, or growing deeper in your faith through reading and study. Waiting doesn't have to be passive. It can be a time of active growth. Choose one of these tips and try it out this week. Notice how it affects your perspective on waiting. Finally, let's talk about why God's timing is always perfect. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. This verse reminds us that God's timing is rooted in love. He knows our desires, but He also knows what we truly need and when we're ready for it. When God asks us to wait, it's often because He's preparing us, the people around us, or the circumstances themselves. Maybe the job, relationship, or opportunity you're hoping for isn't ready yet, or maybe you're not ready yet. But when the time is right, everything will align according to God's plan, and it will be worth the wait. One of the biggest reasons we can trust God's timing is because He sees the bigger picture. We can only see a small piece of the puzzle, but God sees how every part fits together. Looking back, we often don't realize the timing of certain events in our lives was exactly what we needed, even if we didn't understand it all the time. Let me share a story about learning to trust God's timing in relationships, a lesson that didn't come easily for me. Back in high school, I thought I'd met the one. We had a lot in common, we'd been close friends before dating, and it felt like the perfect story. But over time, I started to realize the relationship wasn't as healthy as I thought. We didn't communicate well, and I began to feel more pressure than peace. I thought love was supposed to make me feel supported and safe, but instead, I felt uneasy and often doubted myself. Yet, I held on for a long time, convincing myself that he was the one and that things would eventually get better. When it ended, I was devastated. I left questioning not only that relationship, but also God's purpose in it. I remember feeling frustrated and asking, God, why did I go through all of that if he wasn't the right one? It was hard to understand in the moment, but as time passed, I started to see that God had been showing me what real love shouldn't look like and giving me wisdom for the future. Fast forward to college, where I was back in a waiting season but felt stronger and more grounded. I focused on my studies, deepened my friendships, and invested more in my relationship with God. I prayed a lot about my future and trusted that even if I didn't know when or how, God had someone better for me out there. And then, when I least expected it, I met someone who was different. This relationship felt nothing like the one I'd had in high school. From the start, I felt supported, respected, and genuinely understood. It felt like we were both on the same page, growing together and encouraging each other in our faith. I saw the qualities that I hoped for. Patience, kindness, and true companionships. They were there, the things I hadn't fully realized I'd been missing before. It was then that I truly appreciated God's timing. Looking back, I can say with complete confidence that I wouldn't have appreciated this relationship in the same way if I hadn't gone through my first one. God used that experience to teach me what I deserved and what to look for in a relationship. Waiting was challenging, and it required me to let go of my own plans. But when the time was right, God blessed me with someone who aligned with my heart and values in ways that I didn't think were possible. Now, I think that wait was worth it, and I see how God's timing is truly perfect. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with a final thought. Waiting on God's timing isn't always easy, but it's a journey that shapes us in ways you might never imagine. Every day you spend waiting is a day God can use you to grow, prepare you, and draw you closer to Him. Whether you're waiting for an answer, a breakthrough, a relationship, or a sense of purpose, I encourage you to trust that God is working behind the scenes, even if you can't see it. If there's one thing I hope you take away from today, it's that waiting isn't a punishment, it's a process. Just as God was with Abraham, Joseph, David, and so many others in the Bible. He's with you in your waiting season too. Lean into Him. Let this time be an opportunity to grow, and don't lose sight of the bigger picture. Remember that God sees the end from the beginning, and His timing is always worth the wait. Thank you for spending this time with me today. If you found this episode encouraging, share it with a friend who might need a reminder to trust God's timing. And don't forget to tune in next time as we continue exploring topics that help us grow in faith and life. Until then, take heart, be patient, and remember, God's timing is always perfect.